This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is definitely in full swing on a Friday afternoon. Thank you so much for taking your time to join me. It is time to cruise into the Capricorn Adventure motoring experience and more. Now, time is flying, man. Before you know it, Christmas will be here. Speaking of Christmas, it seems the Santa has come early, that is, for our motoring journalist, Pashowin and Naidu, who got his hands on two exciting cars to test drive this week. First up is the Isuzu D-Max LSE, and that is a true workhorse of a bucky, right? Then we'll shift gears and dive into a quick chat about the old new GAC. I don't know if we call it the GAC or the GAC. I'll find out from him. Emco and a fresh Chinese contender in the market. To wrap it up, he'll leave you with the hot jam of the week and a soulful track to ease your mind, man. I'm telling you. Good afternoon, Prashurban. Welcome back.
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic, and yourself?
No, I'm great, man. Before we even get into our conversation, is this car called the GAC or is it the GAC?
I say GAC, eh? GAC.
Oh, so it's the GAC. M-co. It's the GAC M-co.
Yeah.
Oh,
but okay. GAC sounds cooler, but GAC is actually our, you know.
We learn every day.
True.
But nonetheless, I mean, you've driven, you know, your fair share of buckies. I know that for sure. How did the Isuzu D-Max LSE perform both on-road and off-road?
Well, it was quite an interesting bucky, to say the least. It's a very robust bucky. The LSE is a trim level within the V-Cross range. So driving dynamics means that, you know, the steering was quite light, cabin insulation is decent, and the ride quality overall, it's quite fairly smooth, to say the least. But off-roading, I think that's where it kind of shined all that well. Its roughness and tumbleness is present. But I haven't found myself, you know, I've driven some of my fair share of buckies. I'll mention one that I wasn't so happy about last year, which was the P-Series. I found that I was jumping up and down in the air when I was going off-road.
Wow.
But usually I always use that as a barometer to compare, you know, what is comfortable. And this bucky was very nice and easygoing. It has a lovely slick 6-speed automatic transmission. You engage in all-wheel drive and it feels quite good. The 3-litre turbocharged diesel motor is good. It has enough torque and grunt for the everyday driving, you know, occurrences. And if you are an Isuzu owner, if you own the 1.9 liter turbocharged motor with body in body with the 1.9 liter turbocharged motor, the 3 liters is the one to have, I think. Hey, overall, I think it offers that good consumption too. Got about 10 liters per 100 kilometers, so yeah, it's quite simple, easy, nothing too flashy.
Oh, okay. Amazing. And rival-wise, let's break it down. I mean, let's chat about them and which one offers for the people that are listening out there.
So, yes, talking rivals and competitors, we all know the big and bad Ford Ranger is always there. You see it everywhere. They are selling bucket loads of those buckies. Then you have the Toyota Hilux. Many of us love the Hilux. And then the Nissan Navara as well. Those are all those buckies I mentioned are manufactured locally. But I think the Isuzu D-Max finds a unique position between the Ranger and the Hilux. It isn't as polished as the Ranger, yet it's not as rough around the edges as the Hilux. So essentially, it stands out as a solid and enjoyable bucky, but I think, you know, it's good for both the work and leisurely activities with the family.
All right. And I mean, let's take a quick look, you know, at the interior and the pricing. What are some of the highlights and any drawbacks?
The materials inside feel quite plush, you know, leather seats, nice leather steering wheel, but I feel as though, you know, it's not as tech savvy as the Ranger. It's a bit old school, and you can appreciate it for its old schoolness, like the solid old school, you know, rotary dials. It's nice. It's user friendly. It's idiot proof. I can use it myself, you know. And equipment levels are nice, generous. 8 airbags, lane keeping assist, blind spot assist, adaptive cruise control, and those are just to name a few to what you have. And yes, it does have Apple CarPlay. It's nice. The entertainment screen is simple, but it's not really like, it still feels like it's like I said, it's old school. So it works, but it's not going to wow the passengers.
All right. That makes sense.
And the price in King Bash is 869,000 rand, so it's not cheap as well.
Yo, all right.
Yeah.
As I said before, buckies are not buckies anymore in terms of price.
Not at all.
Yeah, But nonetheless, now on to some exciting news and on to some exciting, you know, information with the recent launch of the GAC MCO. Give us a quick rundown from its drive and the design to the cabin experience.
So yeah, I was quite excited about that car this week at Convention. I think all in all, the drive was on par. It handles the bumps nice and easily thanks to that hydraulic shock mount. That's what they call it. As I read the spec sheet, it's good. It's a bit laggy during takeoff. I felt though it needed a bit more, you know, refinement there. It really, it's not a good mastered recipe per se. It has a 1.5 liter turbocharged motor, so it has enough zippiness to it, but it does have a good fuel consumption as well, about 8 liters per 100 kilometers. Furthermore, styling is edgy, it's bold, it's out there. Some people said it looked like a Lexus from my point of view, and you know what, arguably it does. I mean, the Chinese are bringing the full guns to the, you know, force. And yeah, cabin is nice, premium, everything is opulent. And out of all the Chinese vehicles I've driven this year, I really was impressed with the build quality of this cabin. I recently had the Chery Tigre Pro. I wasn't so happy with that, eh?
Yeah.
But I think this one was nice. But I feel like, you know, all Chinese cars are driven, the entertainment system is always the one where just they drop the ball there. It's never like, it never works and operates as it should. Sometimes the phone will work and connect, sometimes it doesn't. And then you're like trying to find directions and use Google Maps and then you get lost. You know, you're holding your phone and you're thinking this car should be working.
Oh my gosh.
What and it's mess. Not bad. It's pricing wise, it's $650K King Bash.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, it's not too bad. But the big question, Prashovan, do you think this vehicle, you know, has what it takes to shake up the South African car market?
I think it does. I think consumers are in for a little bit of a treat, but I think the competition is quite fierce. As we all know, we have the Volkswagen Tiguan, Toyota RAV4, Hyundai Tucson, Mazda CX-5, Kia Sportage, and the Nissan X-Trail. So, and just to name a few Chinese rivals, we have the Haval H6 and the Chery Tigre Pro. And I think, yeah, you know what, it's stiff competition, so I'm not sure how this thing is going to handle. But so far, it's a nice car. I think from evaluating it this week, it was nice. I just think, you know, you gotta test drive these cars because they're all kind of relatively the same in some avenues, you know?
True. No, very, very much true. All right, let's wrap it up with a quick motoring tip for our listeners. And of course, tell us about this week's hot jam to keep the vibes going for Sherwin.
All right, thank you so much, King Bash. So use the one-hand test to check your wheel alignment at low speeds. So while driving on a nice, quiet road, take your car out to a straight road. Make sure to go at a low, slower speed. Hold the wheel lightly with one hand. If the car pulls to one side, it may indicate that your alignment has an issue with it. You need, which can lead to uneven tire wear and affect handling. Regular alignment checks can improve the fuel efficiency too. And tire lifespan and overall just vehicle safety. And let's end off with Life We Live by Project Pat.
All right, the hip hop way. Thank you so, so much, Prashovan, you know, for giving us all that information. Back again next week. May you have a beautiful weekend ahead.
Have a blessed one, King Bash, and thank you so much, listeners, for tuning in. Peace.
Oh yes, and that's how we wrap it up with Prashovan Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.